Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
If you don't know me, I'm Lisa Raposa, and I'm here to help facilitate doing the survey and talk about what we've learned and a summary of why we're here. And not only like what we did here, but who are we and why are we here? And first we're going to start with a prayer. Then we're going to talk about a survey and fill out the survey and have questions and discuss it. And toward the end of class, Paula is going to give a motivational speech. Her TED Talk. And also need a volunteer at the time, so start thinking about that. Who can be writing down ideas on the board? So whoever is a good speller. And I'm thinking maybe one of the high school girls or college, you're like, no. But first, Sally is going to lead us in a word of prayer. So some of the things that we've learned this, 2 months or so? 7 weeks or so?
June.
Yeah.
First part of June to the end of July.
Learned a lot. Some of what we learned are, the summary of what I wrote down was teachers preparing to teach. Those were with real-life teachers certified by California. That was really encouraging, too. Sample classes with Jody, how to teach the young baby children, and others helped with that, but Jody stuck in my mind. The resource room with Janet, I didn't know there's so much information in the resource room, and it's almost like a museum in there. There's some VCR tapes in there. I'm dying to get rid of them. The chronological cards with Dewey, that was my personal favorite, and I was really shocked how well that went, and I would love to hang out with her for a quarter. I'm sure we all would love to do that. Reinforcement activities, that was with Allison and Amy? Oh, Melissa, right. That was interesting, too. I forgot kind of their presentation.
That's interesting. Application Jeopardy.
I'll have to go back. Oh, by the way, if you missed anything like I did, just go back on the website and listen to Rochelle. And, you know, when she was here, I wasn't here. So it's there, and you could hear it all again and catch what you didn't remember.
Retain. We all do that.
The application with Christy about the cinnamon and no color pages.
Unless you're really busy that morning getting 3 kids out of the house to get to services on time and get your class set up, do a coloring page.
Well, it just sort of abuse it. You know, I'm an artist.
Yeah.
And I love to color and paint. I would rather do that all day long. But just don't abuse it. We know that. And Christy's on her way home. I'm so happy. David's preaching in Patterson today. Inside scoop. Songs with Peggy was really fun for me. You miss Songs with Peggy? It was wonderful. I am going to incorporate songs with the older children, and I think they would like that. We'll see. I'll ask. Maps with Dewey and others. That was interesting, too, with the flannel board and, you know, getting our orientation on the maps. And I liked storytelling with Kristen. She was funny, you know. She, you know, stick people, draw their faces and emotions as you go along. That was entertaining. Debbie's oy vey. That was fun. And those are some of the things that we went over this quarter. And but more important I always think about not like what we did here, but who are we? We are women teaching women, and we're trying to encourage everyone to get together and be part of the teaching culture, because you're going to surround yourself with women, and you're in good company when you do that. The ladies here, the teachers are fantastic. So that was the review. Right now, Karen and Diane, they're kind of the main boss, and they told me to write some things on the board of, you know, words on the board that identify why we are here or who are we. And some of the examples were, it's a privilege to teach. We're planting seeds. We're family. This is a wonderful opportunity. So, can I have a volunteer to write on the board? And just raise your hand if you have some ideas of throwing out what words you should be on the board. And then we'll get on to our survey. So, who would like to write on the board?
Hey, she's going to kill me, but Heather Scribes for people that are instructors.
I'm willing. I'm not a good speller, but it's always good practice.
Okay.
Always good practice.
Okay, good.
So, sorry, I'm going to kill your mother.
Are you following along about what we should write on the board? Because I was like, okay, what should we write on the
board? Some takeaways? Is that what we should be doing, is some takeaways?
Well, so the why we are here, mm-hmm. and who we are, mm-hmm. one of the things I was thinking is, a big takeaway is the love part of all of this, and making sure that if we're going to be Christ-like, let's show these kids what it's like mm-hmm. to, you know, love them like Christ loves
okay.
us. So
excellent.
That was
Thank
the big takeaway for me. So love like Christ, I think. Mm-hmm.
Planting seeds,
yeah.
because some children, this happens a lot, and you don't really realize it. Children are here for maybe 2 years, and then boom, they're gone.
Yeah.
And they have their family problems, and you just don't know what's going on. There's a lot of children that may not be here tomorrow when you see them today, and you can make a big influence on children. So planting seeds.
I think the enthusiasm we saw with these teachers was very inspiring.
You picked enthusiasm.
Oh, you can do it, Heather. Nice. Science, not spelling.
Miss Deborah.
I'm not sure how to word it, but just causing kids to remember stories, because those are the building blocks, and for those people who become Christians later in life, I think that's one of the things they regret. They don't have those building blocks, those stories, and they have to like go back and learn all that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a blessing as an adult, when you become an adult,
to
have those building blocks.
You know, as a mom and a parent, you're laying the foundation for your children. And as your child grows, you're going to continue to keep building on that foundation. And when they're old, you know what you're going to do? You're going to give them the key to the house that you build. And they're going to take it from there. So the foundation is huge.
That's where I think the cards come in.
The cards? Mm-hmm.
Chronological cards?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To remember all these things.
Have that foundation.
Yeah,
that's good.
Remember who Obed's mother is.
Yeah.
Ruth, I think.
Well, an example would be like Josiah was the son of an evil, evil king and was influenced by an uncle and became a very righteous king for Israel. And those are the kinds of foundations that we want to be, you know, instilling in these children, is that you're not what your parents are, you're not what someone else is, right? And how can we influence as the uncle?
And I think we have time for one more, if that.
I liked last week when we did the relatability. So
yeah.
Dewey was giving like the history. Mm-hmm. This is the history, and then here's something that this happened, and here's the evidence of that mm-hmm. happening, because they're uncovering yeah. things all the time. And I thought, yeah. gosh, how great to really bring it home, and it's not just this. Well, we learned about Obadiah, and you know, it's right. often here, and it's just the story in our Bible that not everybody can relate to. So I liked how they brought it back.
Yeah.
Like the application.
Mm-hmm. And connecting the dots.
Connecting that yeah. this is a real place. It's not just a map that's shown in your Bible. Everybody sees right. these little picture maps. But it's real. And here's where it's real. And here's a topographical map. And I really liked how she brought all that together.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's great. And the last one is Donna.
Okay, just practical application to their role. You know, and build on that. And you know, help them maybe see how this can be applied now, and then how about next year? Something to think about yeah. for trying to mature in your faith with God, and how you just bring that into your life.
Yeah, tools to use in everyday life. Because it's easy to read Philippians to be kind and do this and do that, and but then when you get out there, when no one's around you, and you're like, people are being mean, you almost are forceful backed. That's what I noticed that happened last week. Someone was in my face, and I was like, oh. Like, wait, let's just calm down. It wasn't that bad, but in my head, I was like, practical application. Well, thank you, ladies. We're going to, this is fun, and we're going to go have a little survey. I don't know. We're asked to do surveys all the time, but this is a meaningful survey. So if you don't have one, let me know. Raise your hand.
You want us to fill it out now?
Yeah. You could bring it back Wednesday okay, if you don't I'm want to. I'm better. Yes?
Okay.
I'm supposed to go over this with you. I think you don't know it though. You're wise women. You don't need me to read it to you. One to bring home and then return on Wednesday for the more formal one if you wanted.
The pen?
The pen? Yeah.
There's something to remind people to write their name on. I don't know
if you know that. Well, that's if you want to help. How are they getting that? No? If you want to be anonymous, you could be anonymous if you want
to try to figure out who said they would be.
Yeah,
that's the problem. You can't be anonymous and answer some of these questions.
Right.
Right.
That's so hard.
So honestly, why
would you name swap? Yeah, it just seems like you really have to make your name swap.
I do, but
I want to make it better. I think
it's
like, now we have about 8 minutes or so to discuss some of our answers and talk amongst ourselves what we thought, like What did you find the most helpful during your summer presentation? Does anyone want to answer?
What was the question?
Number one.
As your management. So sorry, Heather was going to say
something. For me, I really liked, I was encouraged to get a little more creative in my storytelling. Mm-hmm. So just get outside of, you know, comfort zone sometimes, and but change it up, you know, each week and try to do some different things.
Good. Yeah. I agree. Anyone else?
For me, learning about all the resources as a person who taught when I was a lot younger, we didn't have anywhere near this amount of things to turn to online, in here, in the resource room. It's just fabulous. Mm-hmm. And as you talk, like I did years ago, you can't appreciate as much what we have here, here in this congregation, but also just the ability now to learn to go online and get different ideas from them. And I'm not a creative person at all, so I need to have somebody guide me along the way.
Great. Me too. Yes, Debbie?
I think the inspiration, like Sandy Ashton was telling me, her daughter was here the other week, and she came, and she was so motivated afterwards to go back to her congregation and teach.
Right.
So it's motivating. This was
Okay. Number two, what additional training assistance would benefit you as your role as teacher? For me, I came up with this great idea. to have a central repository, I won't say it the right, I'll say it the right way, repository. So do you know what that is? Terry identified this word for me. It's a place with a direct accessibility for you to share information. So maybe something like online or a website where we can go to add our links, our favorite links, and then we could use those teaching links. And I did a little, last night I set up a teaching Bible class group on Pinterest, and I thought, well, maybe we could have a Pinterest group and we could put our links in there, and everyone could
just divide the
well, right now I have it on my Pinterest page. You could go to it, and it'll say, I put my page, it's at the top, and it says teaching Bible class group board, and anyone could contribute. For right now, I want to see how that works, and because I think if it was on the church website, maybe the elders would have to oversee that and make sure it's all correct and there's no weird links. So Terry thought that might be a problem to do it at a group, you know, on our website, but it's just an idea, and it's a good idea.
We can ask to, on our website, we can say if you want to join the Pinterest group or something on the church website.
Give an idea. Yeah, that's,
we
would, I like
link
that.
Link it directly to the application.
And it looks like you have something to say, Seth. Come on, Seth.
Are you finished?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to stifle anyone's creativity here. Mm-hmm.
Just an idea. Okay, I was so enamored with Dewey. I just wanted to take her home with me. So I was thinking, we need a DVD of what she did, right?
Right.
And then we could take the DVD home and we could study it, and then we could have like a little review class where we each get to do it.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to do it, but if you wanted to do it. That's something I would love to like practice, because I'm like, I only got this far, and then you lost me because I'm trying to remember. But I'm like, I'm a very, you know, visual person and didactic, so I like to, you know, practice stuff.
I agree. Do they make DVDs anymore?
Well, I mean,
I don't know. It's one of those round things. I'll have to ask my grandchildren.
I know she can't put them into the computer anymore, so that stopped about 5 years ago.
Doesn't the lady who made these have a DVD anyway?
So the website is ourspiritualheritage.com.
Mm-hmm.
I really like you. And she has videos, and she has more than just songs. And she sung the song, so you can listen to that. So, ourspiritualheritage.com.
Is it a seeing and listening? Not, I'm not good at just listening.
Well, I do have something I'm supposed to read about. Dewey is in Tahoe today, and she wanted me to pass along this. Our Spiritual Heritage Chronological Cards. In addition to the sets that will be available in the classroom, there will be 5 practice sets available for any teacher to check out and would like to familiarize themselves with these cards. The DVD tutorial will also be available to check out. You'll be able to find these in the resource room underneath the shelf on the island.
So Debbie knew this lady.
Yes.
At Florida College. She taught there. She taught there, right? And she, so on her web page, it says instructional DVDs also. And you can check it out on our Spiritual Heritage.
But so, it sounds like it's in the resource room, too.
Yeah, there's also some you can check out.
Yes.
You do it online.
And then Paula's up next in a minute. My alarm just went off on my phone. Would you like to be a mentor or train with a mentor? I wrote, yes, I would like to be a mentor. Let me see. Other ladies. Oh, I would like to mentor other ladies that are first-generation Christian, because I'm a first-generation Christian, and I realize that these young people, so many of us are, and we realize there's not a whole lot of support in our families. So that's helpful. Like Stacy, I shouldn't say names, but like Stacy Leach and their family, her and Eric are both first-generation Christians. So we have Bible class together with them, and I'm there to support them and build that relationship. So yes, I would like to mentor, but I also would like to do a reverse mentor, and that means the people younger than me. I could learn a lot from women that are younger than I am. Letitia and Rochelle and Allison and Michelle Sanderson and Janet Bird and Jenny Mars. Man, they have a lot of knowledge, and I would like to hang out with them and teach with them. And we have time for one more comment. Yes?
Well, it's just going to expand a little bit on what Sally said, because my comment about what would benefit.
Uh-huh.
I think that if we could watch each teacher, a teacher in each grade level that was proficient with that, it could be through a DVD, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that, I'm like Sally, I don't know exactly what you call that thing.
Mm-hmm.
If we had access to that, I am probably never going to teach publicly again, but to me that would be helpful,
mm-hmm.
to actually see it in action. Like we saw a little bit of that with Dewey, but see more of that with the children interacting with the teacher.
Yeah, I see no harm in going up to the teacher and just say, can I sit in your classroom this Sunday? And just, you know, a third assist. That's what they call in the surgeries, a third assist. But a third assist is good. You're just observing and learning and getting to know things. And why not? I would welcome you in a class, and so would all of you would welcome. So don't be afraid to ask. So now, I guess we would turn them in, or do Karen and Diane are the ladies that are going to look these over and try to get the mentors put together and use this information to make it better next year. And if you're shy about bringing it in, whatever, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to put my name on it. I'll let her figure it out.
I'm sorry.
Okay. And then?
Thank you.
Maybe